This is Dr. Olivero dictating in June 3rd, 2024. The first patient is Mrs. Pamela Oates. The last name is O-A-T-E-S. Number one, clinical case of a 54-year-old African-American female that is a patient of Dr. Toussaint, T-O-U-S-S-A-I-N-T, that is following the practice because of the presence of aggressive diabetic nephropathy. The patient has a history of CKD stage 4 that has been deteriorating fast, period. The patient has retinopathy, Charcot's foot, peripheral neuropathy, and morbid obesity, period. The patient is not following all the recommendations that have been given. She remains with a body weight of 310 pounds, and she has been out of the diet. And as a consequence of that, we notice that the patient has serum creatinine that is 3.63 with a BUN of 55 and estimated GFR that is 14 mLs per minute. The prior determination was said with a serum creatinine of 3.6. The patient has been explained about the need to change the diet and to follow the instructions given, but she has failed to follow the recommendations. In the albumin creatinine ratio is 789 with a proteinuria of more than 3 grams in 24 hours. Number two, the patient has hyperkalemia that most likely associated to the presence of diabetes mellitus and the hyperglycemia. Plus in the fact that she has deterioration of the kidney function. Following number type 2 diabetes, the patient has a hemoglobin A1C of 10.6. She has an appointment with the endocrinologist this coming Monday, and adjustments are going to be made not only in the diet but in the medications that she takes. Following number proteinuria, as mentioned before, following number, the patient has iron deficiency anemia that is related to all of the above. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The serum cholesterol is 109, the HDL is 35, the LDL is 49, and the triglyceride is 169. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has a Charcot's joint. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without any evidence of esophagitis. Following number, vitamin D deficiency or supplementation. The latest level of vitamin D3 is 50. Following number, the patient has a neurogenic bladder. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. The considerations at this point are changes in the diet. I emphasize the need for her to follow a low-sodium diet, a plant-based diet, a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. The next consideration, and this is coming from Mrs. Oates, she is going to seek the bariatric surgery, and I think that is appropriate in this case. On the other hand, I'm sure that the endocrinologist is going to consider the administration of Ozempic, Mounjaro, or the medications of that type to control the blood sugar. The patient is going to be placed on Lokelma, 5 grams on daily basis. A low potassium diet is important. And we need to follow this patient very closely because she is going to need the renal replacement therapy. Evaluation in 5 weeks with laboratory workup.